It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Hey, everybody. I hope everybody's having a good weekend. I know that we're getting into the colder temperatures, you know, time to get cozy, time to get comfortable, time to wind down. You know, it's a good time of the year to, reflect on what you did for, you know, the year of 2025. It's a great time to spend time with family, too. You know, we're really busy during the summertime, springtime. You know, we want to get as much as we can done. And unfortunately, we just don't have enough time, right? There's not enough sunny days. There's not enough summer days. But, you know, it's good. It's good because you're able to sit down and slow down. You know, it's very important to allow your mind to rest too. You know, we're really busy. And, you know, sometimes even on our day off, you know, you want to sit down, you want to just catch up. And sometimes you might just need a day where you're not doing anything. But for some of us, you know, we have one of those days, and then we beat ourselves up because why didn't we get anything done? So it's very important to have a healthy mindset, and it starts by having proper rest. So last week we talked about health. We talked about health in the wintertime, why it's important to, you know, really be on top of your health. We have less sunlight every single day, so less vitamin D. And then people get depressed. People get, you know, brought down. They're, you know, gloomy. They're dark. They're dragging their feet. There's vitamins, there's minerals, there's routines that you could do. There's, you know, cold plunges, there's sauna nights. There's so much that you could do to improve your health and to improve your mindset. If you've hated winter your whole life that you've lived up here, it's time to make a change. Enjoy winters. It's fun. It's exciting. There's so much to do, especially if you got family, if you got kids. Go sledding. Go throw some snowballs. Go help them build a fort. Get creative. Maybe put some lights in there. Just do something different. Maybe bring up a childhood memory and recreate it with them and let them have what you had when you were a kid too. But today with me, guys, I have Daniel Zaccaroni. He's an entrepreneur here in Fairbanks. A really awesome guy. He's got a lot going on over here in the state. And we've had him on the show before. We've talked about a lot of good things. I've talked about business, what to look out for, what to consider and whatnot. And today he's going to be joining with me as a guest on today's show. And today's show is going to be a little bit special. And I want to you know, take it down a notch a little bit. I know that we talk a lot about, you know, backup systems and power grids and electricity and, you know, generators and whatnot. But, you know, for this show and for next week's, I'd really want to slow it down a little bit. You know, we are getting to the time of the year where everything is getting, you know, more relaxed. Everything's getting slower. Business is slowing down. And so I want to get us into the mindset of going back to the things that are really important in our lives. And sometimes it's facing those thoughts, facing those conversations that you don't want to have with yourself. So I hope that whoever is tuning into today's show, that it's going to bless you guys, that you guys are going to get encouraged, that hopefully it's going to answer some prayers for you guys, because what we have to offer today is healing. It's healing to the heart, healing to the soul, healing to the mind. And so Daniel and I, we were just talking before we started the show, you know, the importance of having good, healthy relationships. And we were talking about a relationship between a father and a son. You know, not everybody has a father right now, and not everybody has a son, but it's important to understand why a relationship between a father and a son is very crucial to establish at the beginning. And so I'll give you guys a little bit of a backstory about my life. My dad was always busy. You know, he came here from Romania in 1980. It was 1980 when he came here. And he had a whole different outlook on life, right? They were escaping communism. And he's established a life over here, but the mindset never really changed because he was so used to what he grew up with. And so when he came over here, all he did was hustling. He was just work, 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 work. So we hardly saw him. And so on our days off, he didn't believe in having a day off. He had to be moving. And so we lost a lot of time having those one-on-one moments with our dad. I love my dad. I have nothing against him. You know, I'll always honor my father, my mother. And but it's important to establish that while the kids are young, because everything that you do as a parent, that kid will take on. It's like a programming. So Daniel, We were just talking about this right before we started the show, and I wanted you to expand a little bit about this subject, specifically when it comes to a relationship between the father and the son.
The topic of a father is a very sensitive topic for me. There's a heavenly father and there's a worldly father. My relationship with my father, I'm very grateful for. He has been a guide in my life. He's kept me in check. He gave me the work ethic. You know, coming from Ukraine, for a first generation Ukrainian, our family came up from Ukraine in 2000. You know, we're in the United States for about 25 years now. And that's what I remember my father for. I remember him just working, just workaholic, just every day trying to provide for the family and make ends meet. English was his second language, so it was very difficult for him because it wasn't his primary language. So, but he had the work ethic and never gave up. And I remember there has been times where I've seen my dad just working outside in a tent, making things, pulling engines, you know, doing things. And that's something that I can never take back. I'm very grateful for that. That's something that built me as a man. And then the Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father was my guide. I came to him in need. Came to him in places that was my safe spot. That was my place. I'm very grateful that my family taught me where to go, you know, because you can follow those thoughts in a place where you'll get stranded.
Oh, yeah.
The Heavenly Father is a very beautiful relationship. Not all people have worldly fathers still. So praise God for the fathers. And it's a tense conversation. It is. The love of a father is a very interesting love. Not like a mother.
Yeah. Mother, definitely different.
Yeah. Mother is a gentle, you know, loving, nourishing love. A father is more of a, you know, bold courage, you know.
it's a little more on the harder side.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely is. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm hosting the show, and with me I have Daniel Zagaroni. He's with us on today's show. We're just talking about the importance of having healthy relationships, and we're talking about, you know, with parents. And we started off with, you know, the father and the son. And, you know, you're right, Daniel. It's a very sensitive subject. Not everybody who's listening to this had a father, you know. Well, they did, of course, because otherwise they wouldn't be alive, right? You need both parents to make a kid. But, you know, some kids grow up without a father because they might have passed away or they might have left. You know, and for those people who do not have a father or who didn't grow up with a dad, you know, it is rough. It is different. And I want to expand a lot today on, you know, what are the important things about having relationships with, you know, with a father. You know, a dad is there for their kid no matter what. It's supposed to be their number one supporter. You know, if somebody comes at that kid at an angle, you know, being disrespectful, or, you know, that kid is in harm's way, that kid needs to know that my father's going to protect me at all costs. And some people have never grown up with that. So they have this mentality that I got to protect myself from everything because I didn't have somebody to do that for me. I didn't have somebody to teach me how to man up, how to take care of my stuff, how to be responsible, how to be, you know, a provider, a protector. You know, I talk to a lot of people, a lot. You know, that's what I do. I talk. I talk a lot. And, you know, sometimes I have to be a dad. I'm only 31 years young. And sometimes I have to be a father to people who are older than me and people who are my age. And some people, you know, they find it sad, but, you know, I find it rewarding. Why? Because I can help fill in the gap of somebody's life that's been missing for so many years. You know, I've had conversations with grown men, don't know how to change a tire, don't know how to provide for their families, don't know how to motivate themselves to get up in the morning, regardless on how they feel and regardless on how they slept. You know, a father is supposed to be there, a father figure. And some of you guys might have grown up with, you know, your uncle, your grandfather, with your neighbor, with your brother. Your brother might have raised you. Maybe you raised yourself. But it's important to have that. Guys, if you are a father and you understand what it means to be a father, be that to your friends and family members that don't have a father, your neighbors. You teach a lot by your lifestyle, a lot.
The one thing that I remember that I always will is the light that my father shined onto my life. You know, my dad taught me how to change a tire. He taught me how to rebuild things. He taught me how to fix things that I broke. He taught me how to find the number 10 when I couldn't. You know, he's sitting there changing something, find the number 10. He just
you don't know what to look at.
Yeah. But the shining the light, you know, we are vessels and we get filled every night. Every night the Lord fills us. And, you know, it's up to us and he gives us the ability to either shine light, you know, spread positivity, spread love, peace, or we can spread hate. So, and that's the ability that the Heavenly Father gives us. And also our fathers that, you know, on earth, they guide us in a way, hopefully most fathers will guide you into in a good place. But if your father ever guides you in a place where it's dark, just remember there's a Heavenly Father that's there too. And he still gives you that choice and love. So that's how we were created. We're created with God's love. So if there's anyone out there that doesn't have a father or doesn't have a mother that grew up, you know, struggles in the family or any kind of life circumstances, just remember, the Heavenly Father loves you no matter what, no matter what circumstance you're in. That breath, that Yahweh, when you breathe, he's there. He's in your temple. He's in you. And you can change your circumstance by your mind. You know, there's different things too, like, you know, food. There's certain things that, they're just things that chisel you away. You know, there's certain things in life, pressure. You know, pressure will mold you. Most people think, you know, it's an education. Education is wonderful. But when you get out there and you get the pressure on you, most people melt.
Yeah.
And even sometimes, like, sometimes you outgrow your father. You know, and it looks easy, but not everybody can hold the pressure that you hold. And that is sent from the Heavenly Father. You know, he knows your situation. That's why you're going through it. And you know, sometimes it's a difficult time and you're pressed, but that is how you get sanctified. That is how you're molded as a man. That is how gold gets purified. That's how diamonds get created, through the pressure, through the heat, you know?
That's good. That's good. You know, here's another thing. Speaking about those moments, okay? The reason why I want to bring emphasis on understanding why it's important to have these relationships now, when you guys look at your phones, okay, you see a product that's working for you. Okay, you don't look at the internals, you don't look how it's made, you don't think about how long it took to get here. You see what's in your hand, right? You take your phone, take your smartphone and put it in your hand, take your iPhone, take your Android, take whatever, and put it in your hand and just look at that. That is the vision that the one who created, the one who came up with the idea had in their mind before it came out. So it was something that they saw ahead of time and they worked at it to be able to put it in somebody else's hand. So it started off as a thought, then it took action, and then you see the byproduct of it. It's the same thing with relationships. You know, there's so many issues out there with men that aren't men anymore. They don't want to work. They're crying about why they have to work 8 hours a day at a job that they hate. They don't understand what it means to provide. They don't understand what it means to wake up every morning and hustle. All that's disappearing. But you see why it's important to understand a healthy relationship between a father and a son is because of this. I'll give you guys one example, and we're going to have to cut to a short break. Yesterday, I came home from work, and I'm tired, okay? If I don't care about my kids, I'm not spending time with them. That's bottom line. If you don't care hanging out with your family, your friends, whoever, you're not going to be spending time with them. So here's what I did, okay? My son was wanting to hang out, okay? And so I was like, you know what? What better way to hang out than to teach him how to do something? And so my wife is like, honey, let's get the kids up and let's get them to clean up the house because it's a mess. And then we're going to go hang out. You know what I started doing? I started teaching him how to vacuum. He's a four-year-old kid, and he's having a blast. And I'm teaching him, this is how you vacuum. You turn this on, you do this, you unplug it here, you plug it here, watch for this. And then I'm watching this kid, he's having a time, and he's focused, he's honed in, he's locked in. He's a four-year-old kid. You know what's going to happen to that kid when he gets older? Every time that he's going to be experiencing a moment where it feels very familiar to the day that dad taught him how to vacuum, that will forever burn in that kid's mind. You know what that's going to do? It's going to let him know that somebody taught him, somebody took the time out of the day to show him how to be a human being, how to take care of himself. You know what that's going to do? It's going to build independence. That's going to build strength. Guys, I have a little bit more I want to say about this. And guys, we're going to cut to a short break. Don't go anywhere, because when we get back, I'm going to continue this story about why it's important to share these moments with your kids while you can.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm the host. And with me, I have Daniel Zaccaroni. We were just talking about the importance of having a healthy relationship between a father and a son. You know, on this show, it's called Building Alaska for a reason. We're not just wanting to build Alaska physically. We want to build Alaska both in the mind and in the soul. You know, there's so much healing that needs to happen. You guys run into so many people without even realizing that they have all these problems that are just they're just destroying them. And you know, it's sad. It's very sad. When you walk in a store, you realize that when you're at Fred Meyer's or Walmart or wherever, and you're in there to get your stuff and to get out. And then when you come up to the cash register, you look at the cashier and you're like, hey, how was your day? How are you? Good, good. How are you? And that's it. Do you guys remember those days where you actually had a good, healthy conversation with the cashier, or you bumped into someone at the store and had a good, healthy conversation with them? That stuff doesn't happen anymore. But guys, going back to the father and the son, you know, with my kid, I spent some time with him. I was like, you know what? Let me just show him how to vacuum. He did the whole upstairs. And right after he got done vacuuming everything, he looks back and he's like, wow, he just this smile, like he accomplished something. Guess what? I was able to give that to him. Had I not taken the time out of that day and be like, hey, Malachi, I want you to come out here and help me vacuum up this place. He would have gone off and done something else. He probably would have went outside and start throwing rocks. I don't know, build a snowman. But he's going to have that as a core memory. The first time that Dad taught me how to vacuum. Do you guys know that there are people right now, men, that don't even know how to vacuum? Sounds silly. I watched my son vacuum. I was like, hey, buddy, here. I want you to take the vacuum and I want you to start vacuuming up the whole stairs. He's looking for the biggest pieces. So he's just randomly going around. And in my head, I'm looking, you're missing a lot of things you can't even see. So I told him, I was like, buddy, I want you to trust Papa. He's 4 years old. I told him, I want you to trust me. I'm going to teach you how to vacuum properly. And I showed him, I was like, you see this square rug? You see all these pieces? If you try to find all the big pieces and go after them, you're wasting time. You're not going to clean it up efficiently. And he goes, well, that's the only garbage that's there. I was like, no, buddy. I was like, there's more trash than you can see. So if you want to vacuum it right, let me show you how to do it. So I showed him. You start off from one corner. You go up and down all the way across until you get to the edge of the rug. And then he's like, well, why? And I was like, just trust me. So he started doing it. He was frustrated because he wanted just to get the big pieces and only the big pieces. And at the end, he saw all the lines back and forth. I was like, you see, buddy, you just cleaned everything on that carpet. Now do the same thing throughout the whole upstairs. Taught him how to go around the corners and whatnot. And the reason why I'm sharing this, guys, is because as a father, that's what a kid needs, is that direction. It's to teach him the simple things in life. If that kid cannot have those moments with you, do you really think he's going to have the patience to sit with you to teach him how to change brakes on a car? Nah, Dad, I'm playing Fortnite. I got to go play Minecraft. I got to go play Black Ops. I got to go on my computer. I'm watching a TV show. No, I'm busy. I got stuff to do. I'm going to go get high. I'm going to go get drunk. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to do that. When you establish these things while they're young, you know what you're doing? You're programming them. You're getting them to think, wait a minute, there's more to life than getting stuck behind a screen. I want to do more. I want that same feeling when Dad showed me that, hey, if I can do this, I can accomplish this. That's the reward kids get is I did it. I did it. That builds something special in the kid. And so as a father, we need to give those moments to our kids. You got to start young. The longer you wait, the less chance you're going to have for that kid to even have the desire to even want anything to do with you in that moment. That's how it happened with me and with my dad. I was 6 years old when my dad took me to work. He was a custodian at a school district in Portland, Oregon. And he has so many classrooms to clean. And he wore a graveyard shift. So after school, my mom dropped us off at my dad's work. And that's what I was doing at 6 years old. Just vacuuming classroom after classroom after classroom after classroom. At the end of the day, I wasn't upset. I wasn't upset that I had to do that for my dad. I felt proud. I felt so good. I looked back. I'm like, I cleaned 20 classrooms in 2 hours. Cleaned up everything. And the best part of all of this was when my dad went through, because he thoroughly checked, he came back, he goes, good job, son. Just those words meant everything to me.
Attaboys.
Yeah. Some of the guys that, you know, we know in our lives, friends and coworkers and whatnot, they've never heard those words by their dad. Sometimes it was, you know, words that we can't even share over the air. Mm. You're not good enough. You're doing it wrong. You suck, you this, you that. And it hurts as a kid. A kid wants to receive that from their father or even their mother. But this goes both ways between, you know, the father and son and, you know, the daughter too, even with mama. These moments matter.
The purpose of a man is growth, just like the purpose of a tree. And a tree grows, it doesn't give up. It grows as far as its roots can go. As long, you know, it can hold itself with the strong winds. And when the roots hit a dead end, you know, they'll go around something.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing as a man. You know, there's struggles in life. You hit certain dead ends, you can give up or you can continue to grow. The problem is we have an imagination and we have an ability to give up. You see, a tree doesn't have a choice. It has to make it work. And we have the ability to say, I'll give up. I'll just go ChatGPT it. I got AI. I got, you know, there's things that now we have the system. Now we have the electronic system. Back in the day, we couldn't just, you know, talk to the computer and make it do everything for you. Now it's like we have a challenger to the Father. You know, we have something that's challenging the Father. And it's interesting because it's easy to replace. But there's something that human intelligence can't be replaced. The love. The love of a Father is something genetically. It's coded within you. It is it's a love, with divine love, that no AI can ever cupe. It's not possible.
That's true.
It's those gentle moments when your baby, your son, comes running to you because maybe they fell or whatever it is, when they're in pain. And then there you have the choice. There you have the choice to make it traumatic or to teach him a lesson. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of life. And if you don't have a father, you have something more powerful, the imagination. Imagination is life upcoming attraction. You have the ability to imagine anything. And if you have the ability to imagine anything, then you have ability to create anything. You know, everything That's around good. You, everything that you see was an imagination at one point.
Yes.
Every single thing on this earth that you see is an imagination. Every single thing. And there's things out of space that are terrifying. For like a little dust of dust just floating.
That's good.
But yeah. The love of a father and the love of a mother, it just goes back to the basics. You know, our whole life, men will go on or live in our life, and sometimes we'll go for the wrong woman because of the love of a mother. We're lacking the love of a mother. Or sometimes, you know, a woman will lack love of a father.
Yeah.
And we carry these things in our life, and it's a never-ending process of learning. You know, education is like the wisdom of the universe. It never ends. And no matter how much we expand in life, our minds are, it's a never-ending process. And then on top of that, there's the noise of the world and everything else that's in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot.
But it's a beautiful thing to see a child grow, you know. Some of my friends have newborns, and it's like, wow, like what the soul or what the human can generate in physical matter, and the little fingers, and then just like, wow. And then it grows into some, you know, a larger human being. It's like, it's amazing. And all the particles and all the way the bone structure and everything in the body is just amazing. The body, human body, amazes me.
It's pretty awesome. It's really awesome. Guys, we are coming close to the end of our show. I do want to leave you guys with one last thing. You know, mental health is important. Okay, this is real. This is the real deal. Everywhere you go, people are suffering. Everywhere. Every place you go, high and low, left and right, I don't care what continent you're on, people are struggling. Okay? We got to be the change. And how do we be the change? We be the light. We be the example. We're the salt and the light of this world. Okay? When you see a friend or a brother or somebody struggling, be that example. Be that light. Be that help. Okay? Yeah, it might require you to sacrifice a couple hours out of your day or a couple minutes. Give them a phone call. Hey, how are you doing? But remember this, guys. Everything that you train people to believe and to do will get passed down. And it will just morph into different things. So if it's a good thing, it will turn into something great. If it's a negative thing, it will be destruction. So everything that we do in our lives, remember this, how you treat your kids is going to be a very good indicator on how those kids are going to treat their kids, if they even choose to have some. Be very intentional on how you raise your kids. Be very intentional on how you raise your family. You as a man, you need to be a man. You need to be the provider. You need to have the love, the mercy, the grace. You need to have the heart of a man that you're supposed to, in order to see these kids succeed when it comes time for them to leave. You know what the hardest thing about being a father is? Knowing that you can't live without those kids, knowing one day that they're going to have to live without you. Guys, I hope that today has been an awesome, blessed show for you guys. We will continue this conversation next week, guys, so please tune in at KFAR on KFAR Radio, Building Alaska. Thank you guys for staying tuned in. You guys have a wonderful rest of your afternoon, and we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.